Hey, this is Commander Cookout Podcast, episode 362. I'm Brando, I'm here with Ryan, and we're going to cap off the Ark of the Forever deck by throwing our hat in the ring for WrestleMania. Now hit our theme song! Hey, Ryan, we're back for yet another whirlwind adventure. How you doing?
Good. What is going down?
Whole tons going down. We got the last deck, the last episode in our Forever deck series. Thank you again to everybody who sent deck lists in. We have them in the pony. That's a publishing term, I believe. So we might get to some of those later on in the future, including the more than half dozen decks that are themed around balls.
Yeah. Sorry to anybody who's disappointed that their deck wasn't featured, but of course we always get way more decks than we can feature unless we did a show every single day, which I'm sure we would love to do.
Well, I would love to.
But we don't have access to the studio every single day, and that would eat up our Saturdays more than it already does.
Yes. And in addition to all of that stuff we just said, we have some stories to tell, some people to thank. Before we get to any of that stuff, we have to thank our official business daddies, FusionGamingOnline.com. They are your source for all your gaming needs.
Oh, very much so. And I got it. I got the thing here.
Got the thing. Okay.
So I got the thing.
Got the thing. What's the thing?
We're planning the CCO Experience Minneapolis.
We are.
Full swing.
Very excited.
Full swing and dink planning. And When I say to people that Uncle Brando procures a very select vintage of booster pack, what I mean is when I say you get them from your stinky sock drawer, what I mean is you go to FusionGamingOnline.com.
Yes, I do.
And use CCO Slam promo code to pick up those packs.
I do.
And that's how we provide them. And
yes,
you get a discount, so the people at home can get a discount. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get packs or singles or anything from Fusion, you use that. You're going to spend the money anyways.
Just spend less.
You might as well get a discount. Yeah. CCO Slam promo code at checkout at FusionGamingOnline.com.
Correct. It's the smart way to buy Magic cards.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's the only smart thing that you'll find in Commander Cookout.
That's right.
In the nation.
Yeah.
The only smart thing is spending less on Magic cards.
That's a life lesson right there. Spend less on an expensive thing, do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you can get that stereo off the back of a truck instead of from a store, do it.
Fast and the Furious 1 style.
If that car is so hot, it is steaming, buy it.
I don't know if that's good advice. I've got some more good advice, so.
Oh, I love good advice.
CommanderCookout.com store.
Yep.
Go to CommanderCookout.com, find the store. There's going to be some new merch there. I'm getting some prices and stuff on a bunch of stuff that people have asked about.
Neat.
That is toques.
Toques.
Those are beanies or snow hats for people who are unfamiliar with the Frenchified land of the North.
Nobody calls them snow hats.
Frickin' people call them snow hats, man.
Nobody. Really? Are you a person that calls it a snow hat? If you are, that's fine. But I question why you would ever call it a snow hat.
Toques, beanies, snow hats with the CCO logo on them.
Sure.
New caps, both trucker and ones like this with the tall front and like the different colored beak.
When do we get the one that's the hat that I wear?
Frickin' never, because you're the only one that wants that.
I'm sure there's other people that like the hat.
I can get you one. We can work that out.
Damn it.
We can work that out for Uncle Brando.
Yeah, we'll get the hat that I wear and a yellow shirt.
Oh, yellow. We are getting shirts made for the CCO Experience coming up. It's going to be the same shirt for both Minneapolis and Las Vegas in September. And all of that is underway, along with some new stickers and some little party favors. It's going to be so frickin' fantastic. Max Crandell might be there.
Well, I thought that he was going to be
there. Well, he is going to be there, but he might come to the house.
Oh.
Along with his good friend Dana Roach, you know, the guy that likes Manolith?
Man, Manolith is such a bad card. I don't know why he likes it so much. It's so weird. It's so weird that he likes it so much.
Yeah.
Plays it in every deck.
So CCO Experience coming up, big, you've said it's the best way to do a Magic Fest.
Sure is.
And
that's a fact also. If you look that shit up in the dictionary, it says the best way to.
Yes.
CCO Experience in the dictionary, Webster's English Dictionary. The definition is best way to experience Magic Fest.
Yes.
And life also.
Yeah. Yes. best way for us to thank our Patreon supporters.
Because also that.
We get a house, we get some snacks, some food, some drink mix, some beer, and we just jam and chill and play Magic and give away prizes for Team Ryan and Team Brando. I've got a couple secret layers from the business daddies that are kind of burning a hole in the old pocket, if you will.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I've got some of my booster pack collection that I like to sometimes bring along and have people open. Uncle Brando's got the sock drawer that he digs the booster packs out of. And all of that's provided to the patrons. So if you're thinking about Edmonton in June 16 to 18, that's going to be the next one.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And then Vegas is going to be the next one after that.
Edmonton's fun because we know where everything is.
Yes.
So
and it's right places. Like it's right downtown, and we're working on a little bit of a soiree before and or after the event.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like soirees. I don't like, is that that's Spanish for dance, right?
Yeah, I would call it a party.
I will learn to dance.
I will go as far as saying there may or may not be a CCO hosted party at that experience.
Will there be a mariachi band?
I don't know. Do they have those in Edmonton?
I bet they do.
I will say that that's the pre-release or the launch weekend for Lord of the Rings, Tales from Middle-earth.
Uh-oh.
And I may or may not open some of those booster packs.
Probably not. Well, I mean, when have you ever bought a sealed product, Ryan? Lol. Go on a treasure hunt?
You know what's funny is you'll probably open more of those packs than I will.
Probably will. Speaking of that, we were talking at EDH&M on Thursday. We were talking about the one of one ring, and its merits aside, whatever.
Yeah.
I was saying, and this is the truth. I've pledged it now, and I will pledge it. If I open it.
You're tossing it in.
If I open it, I am going to take it and that dark misprint Visions Griffin Canyon.
Oh, no.
I am going to gorilla glue them back to back.
Yep.
I'm going to strap them to a firework. I'm going to wait until you are at one of Valor's hockey games. I'm going to come to your yard. I'm going to set the firework off and blow both of them up in your yard and leave the wreckage.
Oh, let's just come home to a battlefield.
Yep.
Just
that's my plan. I am going to sacrifice all of that to troll my best friend. That's the kind of commitment you get from Brando and CCO.
That is commitment.
That is commitment.
You didn't want to pay your house off with that card. You didn't want to...
No, I want to troll you. That's what I want to do.
Give your good friend Ryan a throw him a bone.
Nope.
You know, give him the dark misprint Griffin Canyon.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Blow it up.
Blow it up.
Frickin'.
Blow it up.
Watch the world burn.
That's right.
It's going to
be so good. Very excited.
You know what? I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm happy for a couple people that we got to mention and shout out.
Do it.
We've got last week's winner of the booster pack game.
Ooh, they could win a sticker pack or a CCO token pack now with the... Monarchs,
yeah,
as mentioned on the pre-show, which you should have watched on YouTube because YouTube's awesome and you should be watching it. Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
Or you can get a plain old pack of Magic cards if you want to do that.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody want that, but you could if you are so inclined.
Those come from the onion bag, if you will.
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah, so they're extra stinky.
Mm-hmm.
And last week's winner, you get at us commandercookout@gmail.com. Tell us who you are, what you want for a prize.
Yep.
Or if you want to donate the prize to the CCO experience, nah, that's fine if you don't. And your mailing address, complete with your frickin' street name and number and your postal or zip code. I need that.
Pretend that we're going to send you your prize?
Yes.
In the mail.
Because we are.
There it is, right? It's easy. Just pretend like we're going to do that.
Yes.
And maybe we will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are Kevin Hughes or Hewes.
Kevin Huge? That is good.
Kevin.
It's called K Huge.
K Huge. If that's you, name will be on the screen for the YouTubers. Get at us. Let us know that you won for guessing Tuvasa the Sunlit.
Tuvasa the Sunlit Fountain.
Yes.
I'm still convinced that's a picture of a fountain.
With three faces.
Yep.
Probably four because we can't see the one on the back.
And the one on the back is probably the one that's shooting water out of its mouth because it's a. Fountain.
Yeah. Oh, well, if that's the only thing at the back that's shooting water, she's in good shape.
Yeah, pooping.
Speaking of shooting,
yeah.
We've got some new patrons.
Yeah, there we go. That's the transition right there.
We've got a returner.
Ooh.
Edmonton local, T-Mac.
T-Max?
T-Max
5000?
T-Max 5000. It sounds like a wrestler. I think that was the joke that we made. And it's going to relate really well to this deck.
Yeah,
so T-Mac, welcome back.
T-Max 5000.
He was asking about the CCO Experience Edmonton. And yes, it's going to be as much of the full treatment as we can with the stuff that we give away. And there'll be shirts. And I don't know if we're going to book a whole house because, like, we kind of have places to stay in Edmonton.
Do we?
Well, I do. You can sleep wherever. It's the summer.
Oh.
And if we need a house, so we'll get a house. No problem.
Maybe we should get one of those igloo rooms at that really fancy hotel. Oh. Like the room is an igloo.
Do
or
they have
a race
those in
car?
The summer?
I assume
those
so.
In the summer? The igloo room melts. Anyway, new patron.
Yes.
We'll talk about Edmonton when we get there. Remember, we don't talk about future
right.
CCO experiences
yes,
until only. We get to them.
Minnie's the only one.
Only one, and I'm already getting people messaging me about Vegas still. I'm like, no, no, just Minneapolis. The next patron. Zachary Bryan. That's just so normal. Two names?
Zebry.
That sounds like a zebra trying to be, like, angsty and cool.
Like Zebro.
Yeah.
But Zebry, because, like, he's not as cool as he
Zebro
could be.
Zebro sounds like a character from Fast and the Furious 2.
Yes.
Zebry
sounds like one from Fast and the Furious 3.
Oh. I like 3 more than 2. Well, can I say that?
You can say whatever you want. Even though I still maintain, and I'm saying this, and I have a well-documented history of the kind of cinematic masterpiece that I really like, Fast and Furious 3, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. And it's not even close. I will always say no. That movie sucks, because it does.
Unless you want to watch it because it's so bad, because it's so good, because it's so bad.
Nah, even then. Even then, it just insults your intelligence from the word go. Like, just watch another Fast and the Furious movie. That one's not even canon.
So you're saying that Zebry, Patreon supporter at patreon.com/CCOpodcast, is one of the stars of the movies that you hate more than any other movie?
Yes.
Well, Zebry, welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Zebry, I'm trying to think if that sounds dirty.
No, I don't think it does.
Well, if you make something up, you let us know.
Yep.
CommanderCookout@gmail.com, CCO Podcast, CCO Brando on Twitter.
That's right.
The last one. And this is the easiest and best nickname ever.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am sitting down.
His name is Richard. So I'm gonna shorten that to you know what.
To Dick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Last name?
I'm so excited.
McNuts. Dick Nut. Welcome.
Who does that?
Mr. Nut.
Oh, that's really good.
Dick McNut.
Dick McNuts.
That's fantastic. I wonder if he knows your friend Aaron.
Like that a lot.
Soup pseudo celebrity. Dick Nut.
Dick Nut.
Oh man.
Oh.
Frick, that's good, eh?
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mr. Nut,
welcome
and F you. F you for almost killing Brando.
Oh. I can't. Having a hard time breathing. That's crazy good.
Oh man. So, we talked about ways to support the show.
We did.
The Commander Cookout Store, Patreon. We talked about the CCO experience.
We did.
We have a deck.
We do.
We have
and
a deck.
And what a deck.
Yeah, this is a forever deck, I think. And correct me if I'm wrong, the write-up that you got a little bit talked about it being like a Raw Dog deck.
Yep. This is a deck that's...
Explain what that means.
Raw Dog. No sleeves.
No sleeves.
No deck box.
Nope.
Carried in a Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he only plays it at the bar with his buddies.
Yes. I have some further clarifications.
Tell me.
To what a Raw Dog deck is.
Okay.
Sometimes cards get held together by tape or stickers.
Yep.
Used as coasters.
Correct.
Held together by deck boxes aren't just limited to Ziploc bags.
Right.
Sometimes the deck box is a rubber band.
Yep. Or two rubber bands if you're real fancy.
Yeah, and they just exist in the bottom of your backpack.
Yep. Sometimes there's a spill at the table you got to clean up. Out comes the deck.
Yes, you could use the side of a deck as a sponge.
The more you know.
If you really want to trigger your friends, you could use it as a sponge.
Yes.
So, the you know what the funnest part about these decks is all of that. But my favorite part about these decks is when you play with or against it and you lose to it or you beat it and you sign a card.
Yeah.
My experience in my with my community Calamax deck, where when I play it, I get somebody to sign a basic or whatever if I beat them, or they can do a doodle on a card in the deck or whatever if they beat me.
Yeah.
And we get asked to sign stuff like playmats and cards quite frequently when we go to events now.
It's the truth.
But when I ask somebody to sign one of my cards, it's like they're flattered and they're excited and happy and they just big grin on their face and they get to do the thing. And that's, I think, one of the best parts about these Raw Dog decks.
Is you can do whatever you want
is
with them.
Getting your friends to sign them, because it makes people feel good, like they're important to sign these. So this is a deck submitted by our friend and patron supporter, Nathan Weber.
That's Raging Fury.
Raging Fury, I think is how you...
Raging. Raging and Fury. Magic Wrestling League 1DH. I don't know what 1DH is.
Is that like one-on-one Dragon Highlander? Oh, every card is below a dollar.
But not every card is below a dollar.
Maybe when he submitted the deck.
Because when he submitted the deck to me, he said it was worth $18. Now it's worth a little bit more now. We had some price spikes.
Oh, yeah,
price
spikes.
I don't know if that means he's got to make some cuts, or I would leave it as is, because it's a wrestling-themed deck, which is great, as we're in WrestleMania season next weekend, the showcase of the Immortals. Sure, Asuka's going to be on it, so I'll watch.
You'll watch the whole thing.
I'll watch.
Shut your
mouth. I don't know if I will this time. Last year was a lot. 8 hours a day for 2 days? That's a whole weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's lots. Like, that's lots.
I would have to finish recording with you, go directly home, turn on my television, and begin watching WrestleMania.
I'm pretty sure that's what you do anyways, WrestleMania like 12.
Sometimes I do watch classic pay-per-views while I edit the show. That is true.
Yeah.
So we've got a wrestling-themed deck. So everybody's either kind of like a wrestling name, or the card is a wrestling move, or there's wrestling happening on the card. So I read through everything to make sure that that's true.
Yes.
And it is.
Yes, and I have a note here that we're going to a little bit do Uncle Brando's Trivia Hour Wrestling Edition. And I'm going to ask you why this is a thing or a wrestling thing or whatever, and we're going to talk about that as we tech the deck.
Yeah, the deck itself is almost secondary to the theme, which is why we're going to do it. Last week we did like an established theme, an established whatever. This is just fucking whatever you want to put in a deck.
I like it.
And it's awesome.
Yes.
And it also seems like it would probably be pretty fun to play,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, the thing is about theme decks is sometimes people are so much bent on the theme that the deck isn't really a deck. Or when you want to make a budget or a Raw Dog deck, you want to stick strictly to cards that are just like the cheapest.
Yeah.
And while those things are both true, we're going to ask ourselves throughout the deck tech, is this a deck that can play and win? And we're going to look at that in the strengths and weaknesses section.
Yes.
Yes. And we're going to comment on the most expensive cards and say, cut them.
100% of them. Yes.
Read the commandy, then we'll flip over to cards.
The commander is Henzi Toolbox Tori, weighing in at, looking at him, he's probably like 180 pounds.
A massive 3'3".
He's probably 3'3" tall. If you stood on his tail, he'd probably be 3'8". He's from New Capenna, down on the dock streets.
Yep.
Each creature spell you cast with mana value 4 or greater has Blitz. Its blitz cost is equal to its mana cost. Blitz is you play the creature, and then you sack it at the end of turn, and when it leaves, play a draw card.
And it gains haste.
And it gains haste.
Yes. So you can blitz it in and then attack with it right away.
Yep.
And then cash it in for a card at the end of turn.
And he's a 3-3 for 3.
Okay. And also...
Oh, there's more? There is more.
There is
Blitz
more.
Blitz costs you pay costs 1 less for each time you've cast your commandy from the commandy zone this game.
So he makes your creatures. He's a medallion for creatures.
Yeah.
After you've cast him one time.
Yeah.
So you spend
two medallions after you cast.
Yeah.
Him
you
times.
Spend three mana on him to reduce your creatures by three. So to break even on him, you kind of have to cast three creatures.
Do you mean to tell me he's a three-drop mana rock in the command zone?
Whoa, too powerful. too powerful.
Or unplayable?
Oh, totally unplayable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not good enough.
Unless you're Dana Roach. Let's flip to cards and let's look at the deck.
Indeed. Okay, now we only have one custom category in this deck.
Oh, and we're not going to start with it because it's the finisher.
It's the finisher. Although we probably... we'll do it at the end. Let's start.
Okay,
so
what's the theme here? The theme is Henzi is a wrestler, and
yes.
his ring name is Toolbox.
That's right.
Because
his ring name is Henzi Toolbox McGavigan, or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, and he'll gank you with being like the blue collar like wrestler.
Yeah, he
guy.
Probably comes down to the ring with a toolbox, or like he'll have the toolbox and like a wrench.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Who is the guy that used to wrestle with Otis and they were like the construction crew guys?
Tucker, something Tucker.
Otis and Tucker, yeah.
Yeah, they were heavy machinery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of this guy.
Sure.
Sure.
He could be a big fat guy, I don't know.
So I'm gonna start with some mana rocks here real quick, and I'm gonna get the most expensive card of the deck, or one of them, right out of the way, first card.
Okay.
This is Everflowing Chalice, the multi-kicker taps to add a colorless.
Yep.
$1.79.
Cut it.
Get it out.
Cut it.
Get it the smack out of there. Okay, then we've got a Pyramid of the Pantheon, which is adds a mana of any color. Then you get a brick counter, and if it's got three brick counters or pyramid counters or whatever, tap it to get mana.
I like those cards. Those are neat.
Yep. Victory Chimes, which I love because it can give a mana away.
It's also a ring bell.
Yes.
Because when you win, you ring the bell.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Ring the bell. Stop the fight. Yeah.
Stop this. He's got a family, damn it. Etc.
Yes. Yeah. You can untap it at every upkeep or untap step. And then it taps to give a player of your choice a colorless mana.
Neat.
Love it. I always ask people, anybody give me a mana? I should play this card more often. Anyways, next one. Oh, Barbed Wire.
Now, we all know what you do with that. You wrap it around the ropes or a table or a baseball bat, not your arm, and then throw a punch or a clothesline. That's stupid.
Unless it's like gag barbed wire.
And even then people are going to be like, why isn't his arm all cut?
Yeah.
It's not real, but you got to make sure that you don't look like you're faking it.
Yep. Oh, we should read what it does. At the beginning of each player's upkeep, barbed wire deals one damage to that player. Also, two, prevent one damage that would be dealt by barbed wire this turn.
Neat.
Yeah.
That's kind of a neat card. Yeah. For masks, like that one.
Oh, False Floor.
This card is cool.
This is like when they cut the ring, but nobody goes there until some big guy gets body slammed and he goes through the ring, right?
Or when Shane McMahon falls off the Titantron and hits the big crash pad that's supposed to look like the floor, but it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Same kind of idea, yes.
Man, that was epic though, hey?
That was real good.
Frick, how high was he? Like 50 feet?
Super high.
60 feet high?
How high was he when he came up with the idea to do that? Way too high.
Also.
Yes, also high.
Okay, False Floor, artifact for four. Enters the battlefield tapped. Sure, that's like them setting it up.
Yep.
And creatures enter the battlefield tapped.
Neat.
Okay.
Sure.
Two, tap, exile False Floor. Exile all untapped creatures. Activate only as a sorcery.
Why have we never played this card? That's pretty good.
That's funny, yeah. Like, you go to start your turn, Alpha Strike turn, and you're like, okay, I'll untap all my guys, cast Craterhoof Behemoth.
Turn everybody sideways.
Yeah, actually, at beginning of combat, I'm going to exile all your guys before they attack.
You ever been killed? Like, yeah. That's good. I like that one.
Blinding Powder.
That's like when Mr. Fuji would go into the front of his tights and pull out the salt and throw it in people's faces.
Or when Oscar spits her green goo in your face.
That's not powder.
Yeah, I know, but it's the same principle.
It's the same idea, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I like nut powder better than green spit.
That's right.
I can't believe I just said that.
If Oscar was going to spit in my face, I'd let her.
I can't believe you just said that.
That's right.
Give Blinding Powder a read.
Blinding Powder is an artifact equipment for one mana, equips for two. Equipped creature has unattached Blinding Powder. Prevent all combat damage that will be dealt to this creature this turn.
Sure.
So it like blinds the guy and then you roll out of the ring.
Yeah. This next is Belt of Giant Strength.
Now, obviously, wrestlers are big and strong, and they fight over belts.
Yes, and this is makes you a 10-10, equips for 10, but costs X less to equip, where X is the power of the creature it targets.
So if you're already a 10-10, you can be a 20-20.
No, because it changes base power and toughness.
Well, but not when you, when you're equipping it. It costs less to equip it for how big the creature already is. Well, I guess it wouldn't be a 20-20. You'd just still stay a 10-10.
Yes.
That sucks. Yes. I guess unless you made them big by
count. If you
count.
Got +1/+1
yeah,
counters.
There we
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Spectral okay. Searchlight, like the spotlight on the ring.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Bray Wyatt's Lantern.
Ooh, that's a good one,
there's
too.
A good
yeah.
reference. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is choose a player. That player adds mana. I like that one. We've got Shard of Broken Glass. Jesus Christ.
Now we're into the Japanese deathmatch scene.
Yes.
Where a shard of broken glass is literally a shard of broken glass.
Or that deathmatch that the famous guy from, who's the 90s sitcom guy that wanted to do the deathmatch?
David Arquette?
Yeah, David Arquette. Yeah, this is him. Like, don't cut my face, I'm an actor. And the guy just goes straight after him with, like, freaking light tubes and stuff right on his head.
Man.
That was a terrible match to watch.
Meth's
hey?
A hell of a drug, I'll tell you.
Anyways, equipped creature gets +1/+0. Equipped creature attacks. You may put two cards from your library into your graveyard.
What a strange okay. card.
Yeah, meth's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Brass Knuckles.
Obviously Brass Knuckles. We've even played this card earlier in the same arc.
Yeah, recently. People like Ass Knuckles, I guess.
Yeah, they do.
You may cast this spell. When you cast it, you copy it, so you get two Brass Knuckles. And equipped creature has double strike as long as two or more equipment are attached to it.
Boom.
There you go.
Kaboom, they say.
So, not a ton of mana rocks, but the average CMC of this deck is pretty low. Let's look at the instants and enchantments and stuff. I'm sticking to the smaller categories here so we can kind of hammer the theme home.
Let's start with the enchantments.
Sure.
So what, Tavern Brawler?
Tavern Brawler, that sounds like somebody like, what's his name?
Does everybody remember the APA? Ron Simmons and Bradshaw?
Yeah.
And every week they'd be playing cards and then like in their little card table in the back and they'd have a door that didn't have a wall in it
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But then somebody would inevitably make them mad and then WrestleMania season would come around and all the guys that didn't have anything to do would be in the APA Invitational Barroom Brawl.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. I also think of like Sheamus and the couple guys that he's with that yep. are...
The Brawling Brutes,
yeah. Okay, so this is commander creatures you own have at the beginning of your upkeep. Exile the top card of your library. This creature gets +X/+0, where X is the mana value of the card that you exile.
So you're probably looking between 2 and 4 usually in this deck.
Yep, and then you can cast the card this turn.
Yep.
So then we've got a Bitter Feud. That's a wrestling feud, obviously.
Correct.
Enters the battlefield, choose two players, and if... A creature controlled by one of the chosen players would deal damage to the other chosen player. It deals double that damage.
Yeah.
Neat.
I like that.
Bludgeon Brawl.
That's the same as the Tavern Brawler, but with like more bottles or clubs.
No, this is each non-equipment becomes an equipment.
Or lead pipes.
Yes. Or your Spectral Searchlight becomes an equipment that equips for 3 that gives +3/+0.
Yeah.
So you can take Bray Wyatt's Lantern, beat somebody over the head with it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Oh, Deathmatch.
Yes.
Deathmatch. There we go.
That's where you put landmines in the corners instead of posts.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
This is whenever a creature enters the battlefield, that creature's controller may have target creature get -3/-3.
So it's kind of like Pandemonium, but different.
Yeah, you could play a 1-1 and kill a 3-3, which with Pandemonium or Warstorm Surge, you cannot.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a 4 mana. And then we've got Popular Entertainer.
So like if you're a high-end wrestler that everybody likes, like a like a Roman Reigns.
Yes.
I guess Cody Rhodes is the current flavor of the week.
Yes, this would be the Cody Rhodes card.
Mm-hmm.
Or this would be somebody like Ricochet or like a Lucha Tag Team or something, right? Where they're really out there for entertainment value. And
Dom Mysterio.
Yes.
Love that guy.
Yeah, you like him?
I love that guy. He's such a little piece of shit.
Yeah, he's such a piece of shit.
I want to watch other people punch him, and that's great. Yep. He's doing his job well.
Yes.
And if I've explained this on the show, I love people doing what they do and doing it well. Love watching them.
He's an effective heel, is what you're saying.
That is correct.
And you're a Rhea Ripley fanboy.
I will neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. You like the black lipstick, though.
I do.
Popular entertainer is a commander creatures you control have. Whenever one or more creatures you control deal combat damage to a player, go target creature that player controls.
Ooh.
Oh, so this isn't Cody Rhodes, this is Dom Mysterio.
Maybe it is Dom Mysterio,
Because he's going to do something that you don't like attack you, and he's going to piss you off, you're going to attack him back.
And then he's going to hide behind Rhea Ripley and everybody's afraid of her, so they're going to attack somebody else instead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like that.
Okay, instance.
Eye gouge. I love ones that speak for themselves. Hey, yes. I love that.
-1 to a creature. If it's a Cyclops, frickin' destroy it.
I love stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I do like that one. How many creatures in Magic does that even get?
Like six.
Oh, my buddy Steve's freaking Cyclops tribal deck. It's like, what? No. Yeah.
I just eye gouge him and get him every time. Lol.
Oh, man. This would be a meta choice in every deck on the planet. Except this one.
Yes.
Welcome to CCU Nation. Okay.
I would back for more.
Back for more.
That's like you've been pile-drived on the floor twice. Yep. You've been put through a table, chucked off the top of the cage, and set on fire, but somehow you still kick out.
No, this is Mick Foley coming back off the stretcher in the Hell in a Cell match with Undertaker when he came back.
You shouldn't have done that.
This is return a creature from your graveyard to the battlefield. It fights up to one target creature you don't control. Yeah. It climbs back up the cage and fights the Undertaker.
Yeah, and then he gets thrown through the top of the cage and gets a tooth smashed out of his lip through his nose.
Yes. Yeah. That was an accident, though.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely an accident.
I'm sure there was plenty of accidents in the match. Yes. But jeepers, creepers, man.
Holy man.
Okay.
Speaking of Mankind and the Undertaker, Fateful Showdown.
Yes, deals combat damage to target creature or player equal to the number of cards in our hand. Discard all cards in your hand, then draw that many cards.
I kind of like that one, actually. It's kind of
neat. Yeah, it'll kill a thing at instant speed for 4 mana, and then it'll wheel you. I'm
fine with that.
Sometimes you draw, 2 or 3 cards a couple turns in a row, and you got, 4 lands in your hand. You kill a thing, and you ditch the 4 lands, and you get a full grip.
Like it.
Or, a half grip, right? 4 cards. That's fine. Gang up. Give it a read.
It has assist. So another player can pay up to X of this spell's chosen value of X. And then it's black X is the casting cost. Destroy target creature with power X or less.
So you just gank a guy.
Yep.
Just you and your homies just jump him in the locker room.
Yes.
Okay, good.
The price of fame. This is the Snake Roberts card. And if you don't know what I mean, just watch some Jake the Snake shit. Watch Heroes of Wrestling, Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake. You know what would be a funny cake? Is if you go to Jake the Snake cake, and it would be Cake the Snake or Jake the Cake.
Honey, what's wrong? You haven't touched your Jake the Cake Roberts.
It's just so beautiful. Okay.
This is an instant for black and 3. This spell costs 2 less if you cast it and it targets a legendary creature. Destroy target creatures, surveil 2.
Gank them. Okay, we've got sorceries and creatures and frickin' lots of them.
Yeah, so we're going to do the sorceries first.
Sure.
And we're going to start with Cathartic Reunion.
Cathartic Reunion. This is like when somebody goes from heel to babyface and then they pair up with a buddy like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens just did.
Or from a classic standpoint, it's like after Macho Man went insane and told Elizabeth to pit the bricks.
Yeah.
And went with Sherry Martel instead. And then at the end of the career match against the Ultimate Warrior, Sherry Martel's kicking the shit out of the Macho Man while he's on the ground. And then Elizabeth runs in and saves him.
Oh.
That was a big moment.
Yes.
It's a big moment.
Yes, yes. Okay, Die Young. Ooh, too close to home.
Yeah, that's... I'll say it. It's the Owen Hart card. Mm. I'll go there.
Yep. Choose a creature. You get 2 energies. And then creature gets -1 for each energy you pay when you cast this.
Yep.
So you can give something -2/-2 with this card.
And they also have live fast.
Draw two, lose two, get two energy. Oh, so you if you live fast and then die young, you could actually kill a four power creature because you'll have four energies.
That's right.
Oh.
Out muscle.
Oh, this is the Braun Strowman card, I think.
You're also going to notice on the art, and if you're watching on YouTube, which should be, you're going to see that there's somebody German suplexing a bear.
Yes.
In the picture.
German suplex may be my favorite suplex.
It is a good suplex.
That's a good suplex, yeah. It gets +1/+1 on counter on target creature you control. Then it fights another creature, and it's got adamant. If at least three green mana were spent to cast this spell, the creature you control gains indestructible also.
So that's definitely that's a Brock Lesnar card. That's what that is.
Oh, yeah. This is the suplex where if you get indestructible, where you German suplex them, but you don't let go.
Yeah,
and you roll over and do it again and roll over and do it again. And by the end, the guy getting suplexed just looks like a freaking stuffed animal.
Next up, we've got Savage Punch.
Savage Punch. This is another fight card.
Yeah.
And it's got Ferocious. So if you've got a creature with power 4 or greater, the creature you control gets +2/+2.
Neat. Spinning Wheel Kick is a wrestling move.
I always thought it was called a spinning heel kick.
It's both.
It's the same thing?
It's the same thing.
X-Pac, this is like one of his moves, hey?
Make some noise, X-Pac. I think you could tell us what to do? Yeah. I think you could tell us what to wear? Yeah.
Did Rage Against the Machine do that song?
No.
It sounds like them, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It was just the DX band or whatever. I don't think they were anybody famous.
Oh, yeah, whoever they got to do I'm going to use the word again, angsty DX music from the Attitude Era.
It's angsty as hell, and we're all going to listen to it.
Yep. Target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to each of X creatures and or planeswalkers.
And the cost of the spell is green, green, XX.
Oh, man, this is X-Pac card.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Take to the streets. Like when Al Snow and Hardcore Hollywood fight and then end up in, like, the Detroit River.
Yes. Yes. Hardcore Holly, I forgot about him. Creatures you control get +2/+2 until end of turn. Citizens you control get an additional +1. Oh man. This is where they take to the streets, and random people who aren't even involved, like just people out in the streets, also start fighting.
Yes. How about Ambition's Cost?
Oh, yeah. Draw 3, lose 3. I actually play this card in quite a few decks.
It's draw 3, lose 3 for 4. So it's almost 3 for 3 for 3, but we're not going to...
That's fine.
Coveted Prize.
This is like the money in the bank at the top of the ladder.
Yeah. And the Ambition's Cost is when you're reaching for the money in the bank at the top of the ladder, but you fall off the ladder.
Yeah, somebody drop kicks the ladder.
Yeah. And then you're dead.
Yeah. Okay. Costs 1 less to cast for each creature in your party. So our commander's a rogue. That counts.
That's one,
and we haven't looked at the creatures yet. So hold on. Before we do creatures,
okay,
we've generally established that we probably want to be attacking, and we've seen some equipment to support that, and we've seen a little bit of card draw and removal. So all in all, like we're $20 into this deck, and I think that we've got a deck so far, right?
Yeah.
You think that this would work?
It would, maybe.
Okay.
Hypothetically speaking, it could work. Now, our creature section are going to be people you run into in the arena or people you're going to see coming down the aisle.
Yes, to be wrestlers.
Yes, to wrestle in the ring. And before anybody asks, yes, they do have the Underdome as a land. That's the one with the wrestling ring on it?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that is a thing.
Yeah, we could also use the... couldn't we also use the one... Capenna land?
The Triumph. Too many dollars, sir.
Oh, too many dollars. You're right.
That's too many dollars for this deck. And you don't want to wipe up a beer spill with a Capenna Triumph.
I'd do it. Yeah, I ain't scared of nothing, especially beer.
You know who else isn't afraid of beer? Fan favorite.
Another Battle Bond one. Mm. Battle Bond does lots of the sports references.
Well, they had one of them was like, it was an arena.
Yes. Like, and it was like literally wrestling.
Yes.
Or like... Like competition between mages and stuff, right?
Yes.
He's got assist, so your friends can help you pay. And he's a 2/2 for 4, and you can pay 2. He gets +1/+1 until end of turn. Any player can play that ability.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. Joven. This guy looks like a wrestling fan.
Yeah. He does.
He looks like the Undertaker's not athletic brother. 3-3 for 5 from Homelands. Red, tap, destroy target, non-creature artifact.
That's like putting somebody through a table.
I like that.
And he puts people through tables all day.
Yep.
The Painiac.
That sounds like a 90s wrestling
It sure does.
Ism. Yeah. Ism. Like Jerry the King Lawler. This guy's not a maniac. He's a Painiac.
Yeah. Yes.
This is an 0-3 for 3 at the beginning of your upkeep. Roll a 6-sided die. Painiac gets +X +0 until end of turn where X is the result.
Is a silver bordered card. Would not be a silver bordered card if printed today.
Yes. That would be in a Dungeons and Dragons set. Yeah. And it might be like a D4 instead of a D6. But he costs 3.
He costs 3.
He might actually just attack for frickin' 1.
Yes.
Right? So yes. I think that's a fine card.
Stadium vendors. They sell t-shirts.
Yes, and beer. Another Battle Bonder. Enters the battlefield, choose a player. That player adds 2 mana to their mana pool of any color. That could be us.
Yep.
Yep.
I like this one, specifically if you look at the art here. That's what I picture when I picture a goblin in my head. With the big ears and the kind of the flat head.
Oh, I thought you moved on to the next card, and I'm like, that is not the same picture.
No, I just like those. I like the Battle Bond goblins.
Yeah, I do.
Next up, we have The Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Again. Undertaker, card from Masks, Spell Shaper, black 1, pay black, tap it, discard a card from your hand. That's what the Spell Shapers do. Mm-hmm. And you return a creature from your graveyard to your hand. That's Raise Dead.
Yes.
That's the spell. Fine card. And it's the Undertaker.
I like that. Yep. Wrecking Crew.
Wrecking Crew. Oh, yeah, this guy is Henzi Toolbox Tory's buddy.
Tag team partner.
Yes. 5-4, reach around, trample for 5.
Arnie Broken Bow. Arnie Wow. Broken Bone.
Arnie
Broken Brow.
Too many frickin' concussions.
Too many chair shots to the head.
Yeah. Too many. Yeah. 3-3 haste, and he's got Boast. So you can pay 1, and you may change Arnie Broken Brow's base power to 1, plus the greatest power among other creatures you control until end of turn.
Okay, sure. He talks shit.
Yeah, you know what? He's got haste. I just remembered that Henzi is a cost reducer for these creatures and gives them haste.
Yes.
So, and draws you a card when they die, of course. Yeah. So he acts as card draw in the command zone.
Axelrod Gunnarsson.
That sounds like a
A wrestling name as F.
5-5 for holy. 5-5 Trampler.
Yep.
Summon Legend.
Yes, you know where this is going.
Red, black, 4. Whenever a creature is damaged by Axelrod Gunnarsson and put into the graveyard, you gain 1 life and Axelrod Gunnarsson deals 1 damage to that player.
Target player. Sure.
So you can cast him for 7, give him haste and trample, hit somebody for 5, maybe they block. Maybe they don't and they take 5. If they block, they're going to take an extra damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cheering Fanatic.
Cheering Fanatic is whenever it attacks, you choose a card name. Spells with the chosen name cost 1 less to cast this turn.
Could be good in your Dragon's Approach deck.
Yes. Yep. Could be good with Axelrod Gunnarsson along with Henzi, so he only costs 6.
Yeah, sure. Dragon Style Twins.
Oh, yeah. This is
the Harris Brothers.
Yeah. This is the quintessential stereotype tag team.
Yeah.
Whatever stereotype they're choosing to portray.
The Usos also, I guess, because they're twins. But they're 3-3 for 5 with prowess and double strike.
There you go.
Hackrobat.
Another Jerry the King special.
Yes.
This has got Spectacle, which is cheaper than its casting cost, and you can play it for its spectacle cost, which is 2, if an opponent lost life this turn.
Correct.
Okay? And it's got black and gains death touch. Red gains +2.
Minus 2
until end of turn. Yeah, I had to look at that. And it's a 2-3.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Hans Run guy in Hans Ericsson.
oh, this is the big hairy dude that just comes out and doesn't talk and just ganks guys.
Yeah.
Like squash matches.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's like Eric Rowan before he got fired.
Yes.
Started doing high kicks.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is a 1-4 for green, red, 2. When he attacks, reveal the top card of your library. If it's a creature, you put it onto the battlefield, tapped and attacking, defending player, or planeswalker they control. Otherwise, put the card into your hand, then put the creature card onto the battlefield this way, it fights hands, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like card draw, card advantage.
Sort of.
That you get a discount on with your commander.
Let's talk about the Inhumaniac. Let's talk about the Inhumaniac, another uncard that would exist in paper today.
Yep.
It's a 1-1 for black 1. Creature type, Brainiac. At the beginning of your upkeep, roll a 6-sided die. On a 3 or 4, you put a +1/+1 counter on him. On a 5 or a 6, you put 2 +1/+1s on him. On a 1, you remove all +1/+1s from him.
All. You remove all. All.
I like that card. That's a cool card.
Yep. That would totally be a card in Dungeons & Dragons today, maybe with like a different name and creature type.
It'd be a goblin.
Probably.
It'd be a goblin of some sort. Mannequin.
Mannequin. That's a mana rock, actually. It's a creature mana rock. 2 drop, 1/1, taps for colorless.
Slaying Mantis.
He's actually wrestling. He's jumping off a fence that looks like a turnbuckle.
And he's dropping an elbow.
Yeah.
And while wearing a lucha mask.
Yes, this is another uncard. It's got 700 lines of text. I'm sure it does some stuff. I'm not reading it.
It's a 6/6 for 7 that does something about 3 feet. It's crazy. The big idea.
The big idea. Oh, this is another one. This is roll a 6-sided die, create a number of 1/1 red Brainiac creature tokens equal to the result.
Ooh.
You do that for 4 mana after you cast this thing for 6.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 10 mana in to try to make some dudes. You tap 3 untapped Brainiacs you control. The next time you would roll a 6-sided die, instead roll 2 6-sided dice and use the total of those results. Oh, that's actually good.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually good.
I like that one. Also, that would probably be a card that would be printed today.
Yeah, probably. What in wrestling is that?
The big idea. That's a tricky one. It could be a like the gimmick, it could be the angle, it could be the point at which a feud or angle or program begins.
Oh.
It could be the name of a pay-per-view. Could be all kinds of things.
Okay. I'll take it.
The Raven Man.
The Raven Man. Oh, this is like the guy that comes out with Bray Wyatt that doesn't really have a name otherwise.
Or Coco Beware. He came out with a parrot. Except instead of a parrot, it's a raven.
Yes.
Little Frankie the Parrot, man. That guy's awesome.
2-1 for 2. At the beginning of each end step, if players discarded a card this turn, create a 1-1 black bird creature token with flying. This creature can't block. And you can go black, 3, tap. Each opponent discards a card, activate as a sorcery. That's actually a good card.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Tuya Bear Claw.
Tuya Bear Claw. This is the wild feral woman that never talks.
Yep.
Like, what's her name?
Valhalla.
Yeah.
She's on TV now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a terrible name and a terrible gimmick, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, she used to be...
Sarah Logan.
In the Riot Squad.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like her there either, though.
She was...
I think I just don't like that character.
She was medium, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tuya Bear Claw attacks. It gets +X/+X, where X is the greatest power among other creatures you control. Hey, that's actually good.
That's a pretty good card.
That's a good one, because you give it haste. You cast it for 2, and you give it haste, and it's... At the very least, with Henzi, it's going to be a 5/5 with haste. That's fine.
That's not too bad.
It's pretty good.
How about Gorm the Great?
Gorm. Yes, your coworker.
Yes.
2/7 partners with Virtus the Veiled, but we're not playing him.
Probably should.
Could, yep. He's got Vig, and Gorm the Great must be blocked if able, and Gorm must be blocked by 2 or more creatures if able.
Cool.
Yeah, he's going to get his guy, I think.
Another uncard in Baron Von Count. That's being down for the 3 count.
Oh, this is a referee that is notoriously fast or notoriously slow at counting. Yes. like when you get a special guest referee and they go 1, 2, and they leave their hand up for 3 and nothing happens. Out,
yeah. Then they just hit the 3 anyway, but they're really sad about it.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Or like when Shane McMahon would referee and he'd be like, 1, 2, 3, and the match would be over. Then he'd get beat up. Yeah.
Baron Von Count does a bunch of stuff. She's got 14 lines of text on her. We're going to move on to Massacre Girl.
Massacre Girl. Yes, this is who Sarah Logan should be.
This is Asuka.
Oh, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. With the face paint and everything.
Yep.
Okay, Massacre Girl, Menace, 4/4/5, enters the battlefield. Each creature, other creature gets -1/-1 till end of turn. Whenever a creature dies this turn, each creature gets another -1/-1 counter.
Yep.
So probably it gets everybody.
It usually wipes the field. Mina and Dan Wildborn. This is a mixed tag team combination if I've ever read the name of one.
Yes, this is cool. This is 4/4, play an additional land for 4. You can go red, green, return a land you control to its owner's hand. Target creature gains tramp ski until end of turn.
That's pretty good. Works good with those Zendikar lands that give an ability like flying or trample.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, I use those.
Last card in the deck is Old Cumstain.
Old Rusty. Oh, man. 1/4, human peasant. Green, black, 1. When he enters the battlefield or at the beginning of your upkeep, mill a card. If a land card is milled this way, create a treasure token. If a creature is milled this way, create a 1/1 green insect creature token. If a non-creature non-land is milled this way, create a blood token.
Sure.
He's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine when you can mill lots.
He's the John Moxley card where whatever's going on, he's going to put things in the garbage and then get something. Probably blood.
Yes.
He's going to drink your blood and eat your bones.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what he does. That's his gimmick. I don't make the rules.
I don't make the gimmicks or the rules. Yeah. I just watch wrestling.
That's the deck.
That is the deck.
And yeah. What a deck.
Yes. Okay. So total cost of the deck.
As it stands right now on Moxfield.
Without cutting Everflowing Chalice. $36.38.
And the 38 cents is very important when you're in this low a number for deck
yes,
cost.
When you're at the elevation of the tens of dollars.
Yes.
38 cents matters.
Yes, it does.
Wait, we didn't do the finisher.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about the finisher.
The finisher.
All right, fine, we'll read the finisher. The finisher is Wit's End.
Why is this the finisher? Red or black, 5, sorcery, target player discards their hand. Jesus Christ. That's just it?
That's it. I mean, I guess.
Sounds like a finisher.
It gives you brain damage?
He hit him with the Wit's End. He hit him with the Wit's End. It's over.
Wit's End. Stone Cold.
He hit him with the Wit's End on the apron.
That's the hardest part of the ring.
Wit's End on the concrete. He has no conscience.
He's got a family, damn it. Stop the damn match.
His soul left his body when he got hit with the Wit's End.
That's it, he's dead.
Wit's End off the turnbuckle.
Avalanche Wit's End through our table.
Wit's End on the announcer's desk.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, see, those are all reasons why it's the finishing move.
I suppose so. Man, we could do that probably all day.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. Just so everybody knows that.
Yes.
Just so you freaking know. He gave him the Wit's End on Vince McMahon's car. Oh, good times. Good times.
He just gave a Wit's End to Sandman's wife off the apron through a table onto the floor. That's an ECD. That's an ECW one.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Strengths and weaknesses.
Strengths and weaknesses. Strength. This deck is awesome.
This deck is awesome and fun, and you could talk like we were doing and make those kinds of jokes while you play it, and it wouldn't matter if you win or lose. But strength, the deck, at least for a theme deck mm-hmm. that costs $36, has a plan.
It can hang in there enough.
Get a bunch of creatures out, pump them. It's got removal and fight cards that also make your guys bigger or indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
And your commander acts kind of as card draw in the command zone.
Yeah.
And gives you haste, so you can kind of surprise attack out of nowhere. Wit's End out of nowhere!
Right, exactly.
Got there.
Yes. Yes.
Super fun. I
love decks like that. Just the idea of this deck makes me happy.
Yes.
Right? Like, it comes out of a plastic bag. Right? Like
yes.
It's in your cargo shorts pocket. It's been raining all day.
I think you're the only one that wears cargo shorts.
I'm sure there's other people that wear cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Nathan Weber.
Yeah. Probably does. It's probably a wrestler does. Thing.
Yep. Yeah. Weaknesses.
Weaknesses.
Sometimes theme decks aren't as powerful as they could be.
Yes.
And you combine that with the fact that you're really withholding power from the deck due to budgetary constraints, because this is a raw dog deck and you don't want to just put in like a $200 mana base, a three color mana base that has like shocks and fetches and trilands and whatever, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes you're going to run into, frick, I can't cast my three drop commander on turn three because
I can't cast my three drop commander on turn five because I haven't drawn a green source.
Yes.
That's more likely in this deck than playing stuff on curve.
So, I mean, you take that with a grain of salt, I think, because the deck provides you so many other things. And if you don't get your mana and you get mana screwed or you get frickin' squashed, that gives you another wrestling meme opportunity, the squash match.
Because you're a jobber.
You're just a jobber, nobody from no hometown.
With no name.
Yeah, and you just come out and you just get squashed by Braun Strowman or like Omos or some huge CEDH wrestler.
Yes.
Urza comes out and squash matches you. And it's funny anyways.
Yes. You're always going, you always win when you play decks like this.
Yes.
And that's the best.
Urza comes out and hits you over the head with like a gimmick wrestling beer bottle and smashes the glass and beer everywhere.
Yep.
And this deck shuffles up because it can't win and wipes up the beer with itself.
Man, can you imagine being a wrestler that gets like smashed over the head with something, you're busted open, you're bleeding all over the mat, and then you get up and then go to break and you're the one that has to clean it up? Oh shit,
you would be at your wit's end.
Yes, you would.
Oh man. So Mr. Nathan Weber, very excellent deck, super fun. Card of the week, Wit's End.
Yes.
Go to Fusion, pick them up there. CCO Slam promo code to save 5% on your whole order when you do that. If you're new to the nation or never shopped at Fusion before, you can use CCO Perks promo code. And when you spend over $100 when you do that, you get a 10% store credit kickback, which is fantastic. Because then you can turn it around and use CCO Slam promo code to save money with your store credit.
To buy more shit?
Yes. Buy more ever-flowing chalices to cut from your decks.
The moral of the story is, I hope that you've had as much time listening to us talk about this deck as we did, both looking at it and talking about it. This arc was a lot of fun for me, and I hope for Ryan, and I hope for all of you as well. We really enjoy hearing about the stuff that you guys just like to play and keep around and have in your bag everywhere you go. Hopefully we'll run into some of them in Minneapolis, which is the only CCO experience we're currently planning. That's me doing you a solid. Also, Alters every Thursday on our Facebook
page.
There
we go.
That's a free one. So next thing we're going to do, we're going to move into some March of the Machines stuff, maybe some Lord of the Rings as it starts to filter down actually on the show. Probably March of the Machines go, because spoilers start pretty soon. So if you've got any great ideas, anything you're looking forward to, send them in. Get them in the docket. We'll check them out.
Hit us up with the March of the Machines deck list ASAP. That is the casual or D-Gen deck list channels on the Discord. If you have access to the preferred deck ones, that's where I go first. If you're not a patron but want to support the show by submitting a deck, commandercookout@gmail.com. We want to do your March of the Machine decks. That's buddy cop tag team team ups. That's new commanders that we don't know about yet. Send them in.
Or I'm gonna throw this wrench in the gears. Let's do something maybe a little different. Maybe we'll do one off the wall episode for our bonus episode.
Oh yeah.
If you've got a buddy cop team up that isn't gonna happen but you want to do it anyway, let's do an episode where we do partner commander deck.
We could do some of those. Yeah, some people like to rule zero their partner commanders in.
Let's do some rule zero stuff in the as we move forward.
Okay.
Let's check some of those out. So send them in, tag us on the thing so that we know that they're there, and we're going to be back with some new decks on the next episode of Commander Cookout Podcast. Hit our theme song!